It was like a big extended family. So I have, there were six of us, six children. So we had a big family anyway. And the synagogue was in, it was actually in an old building that had been converted. And it was a rambling old building, and we were always there. So it feels like, it felt very much like it was our second home. It wasn't too far from where we lived. So I grew up feeling very much part of that community, like it was a sort of extension of our family life in a way. And so the rhythm of the week was very much around the sort of rhythm of the synagogue life. The whole situation of being a rabbi's kid, that as a young child, you grow up with your father being in this position of kind of authority in the community, and at the same time you're hearing these kind of prayers which are all about our father and the father figure and so on. And so it was kind of all slightly tied up in that sort of this way that he was this kind of very, very big figure in the community, an important role. And for me, I think, I don't know about belief. I don't know how, I think as a young child, you just do things. You don't question belief or think about it. But for me, it was, I think I believed in the Jewish way of life. Of course, we had to be well behaved in shul because everybody knew who we were and so on. That was a time when there was very few women involved in even in the reform movement. And I do remember one of the things I remember myself as being a bit of a pioneer of that when I was sort of early teens after my bat mitzvah. I think I was remember I was one of the first women who carried the scroll around, and my dad was always super encouraging about that. He really wanted me to participate, and those kind of experiences were very formative, I think, for me.